there. Why do you think most people can't keep New Year's resolutions? What if I invite you to a new way of looking at New Year's resolutions? Ones aligned with power and not force. And if you've been listening in for a while, then you are familiar with The Map of Consciousness by Dr. David R. Hawkins and his renowned book, Power versus Force. In our collective evolution of consciousness, you can see where we are in our level of consciousness as a whole, based on some popular memes or quotes like, "May the Force be with you," from Star Wars. Or the statement, "Love is a force unto itself," is really an oxymoron. In consciousness, love is in reality a superpower in the 500s. Typically an energy field most of us have never fully experienced at that pure level. In understanding consciousness, you will accept that you don't want the force to be with you. In reality, you want the power to be with you. So maybe we can change our memes from "May the force be with you" to "May the power be with you." That's really what we want. The force, you know, inviting the force to be with you is keeping you in a negative attractor field that's destructive. So on the map of consciousness, force is anything below 200 on the map, which is downward pulling, negatively oriented, and destructive. And power is anything at 200 above, which is where you create, where you manifest what you want, where you align with what you want. You can't align with what you want in the energy field of force. So in today's first episode of 2024 called Forget New Year's Resolutions, Consider a New Approach, we will look at what's going on in consciousness or your energy field regarding failed New Year's resolution attempts and provide a pioneeringly new paradigm. And I want you to stick around until the end for this week's featured calibration of the week, which is the energy or consciousness of New Year's resolutions in general. Are they of higher consciousness or lower consciousness to make? What do you think? You're going to have to stick around to the end to find out the answer to that. But before I get into today's topic, Happy New Year to you all. My name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, the place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness and your own energy field. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the MindBodySpiritNetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm on a mission to help you align with the authentic power and truth of your choosing and become the change you wish to see in your life. Now, your wheel of life is all-encompassing. In any area of your life, there are no limits to your ability to choose authentic power as opposed to a limited victimhood experience. Whatever is important to you, be that relationships, family, career, financial well-being, creative expression, physical health and well-being, whatever is most meaningful to you, you can choose differently. And I'm here to help you do that. And today is no exception. So let's get started. So I wanted to start today's episode with a quote from Albert Einstein, who was teetering on the awareness of the non-linear spiritual dimension of love and above. That's the energy field of 500 and above. And here's the quote. "Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding." And within this context, I'm talking about inner peace, your inner peace, which comes at many different levels on the map of consciousness, which we're going to talk about in a second. So you can't force inner peace on yourself. You can't force New Year's resolutions on yourself. And that's what we're talking about today, is the energy of force and where it's coming from within you. So Albert Einstein was a genius, as we all know, although you may not know that his level of consciousness was 499 or 10 to the 499th power, which is a pretty common calibration for genius level people engaged in science and the mind. And science in the mind is everything in the 400s. And remember, this map of consciousness is logarithmic in nature. 400 is 10 to the 400th power. 500 is 10 to the 500th power. The one point in consciousness at this level is quantum in nature. So it's huge and hard to even grasp. But it's a quantum leap in consciousness and understanding to break through from the 400s to the 500s, or the spiritual dimension of love and above on the map. And Dr. Hawkins explains that the energy field of the 500s is a spiritual gateway to higher consciousness and the non-linear dimension, which most geniuses don't even engage or try to break through, because they're caught up in the mind and the science and all of that stuff, and unaware of the existence of this non-linear higher dimension. Though, you know, based on some things that Einstein has spoken about, you can see that he is coming into the understanding of it and accepting the existence of it. So let's retake a look at this quote, and I want to kind of break it down a little bit. Peace cannot be kept by force. So peace is the energy of 600, which is enlightened level energy fields, which I can assure you are not of this field, and you can't imagine what it's like to come into alignment with this level of consciousness. I've been there. You're not in Kansas anymore. So peace at 600 cannot be kept by force. And force is anything below 200. So when you're in this enlightened level, force is a non-issue. It's like you cannot hold a candle. Force cannot hold a candle to true peace. It can only be achieved by understanding. And this is kind of somewhat of a limited point of view, but understanding is the energy of the 400. So yes, this is what I'm helping you do, is to come into understanding of these different levels of consciousness and energy fields that you can choose to align with. All right. And it's necessary to choose higher powers in order to break free from lower consciousness. Now, Einstein has another quote where he said, "You cannot solve a problem from a level of consciousness that created it." So he did have this understanding, an understanding like, you know, quantum physics and mechanics and energy fields and consciousness, this type of thing. That understanding is true. You cannot, and this is same with New Year's resolutions, you can't resolve something from the level of consciousness that created it. You've got to seek higher power outside of yourself in order to resolve it. And we all have the power within us to resolve it. We just need to understand how to you become aware of and remove the blocks to it. So what people struggle with New Year's resolutions? The adherence to New Year's resolutions can vary significantly among individuals. And why is this? I mean, this really is taking a look at the vast map of consciousness, your level of consciousness versus the level of consciousness of another, as well as your level of consciousness on a particular topic. So if you have a New Year's resolution, it's likely addressing some low-level energy field you got running about a particular topic, like weight as an issue. Weight's a big one. How to lose weight. You want to lose weight and get healthier in the new year. So how do you do that without forcing yourself? You got to step out of the energy fields of force and align with a higher power that can help you do that. So studies and surveys have found that many people abandon their resolutions pretty quickly. And research indicates that about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by the second week of February. And it's interesting that this is a similar figure to the number of people who don't set goals and review them often using something like the SMART goal structure or criteria. 80% of people in the world don't set goals. This is kind of a signal of lower consciousness, essentially. And without concrete goals or intentions, as in New Year's resolutions, you're essentially shooting in the dark trying to improve, right? So the acronym SMART goals are helpful because they contain five aspects that help you focus and reevaluate goals as needed. So the five aspects of SMART goals, or SMART, are that they are S, specific, that's S, measurable, M, achievable, A, relevant, R, and time-bound, T, hence the acronym SMART. And this 80% rate of people that fall by the wayside on setting New Year's resolutions or even setting goals suggests that most people struggle to keep their resolutions for more than a month or two. And there's several factors that contribute to this trend, which I'm going to share with you right now, but I also want you to stick around because I will suggest another way to set New Year's resolutions and align with true power. But let's look at the problem and the struggle first. So, as a teacher of consciousness, the most apparent factor to me is that 80% of the planet's population calibrates below 200, meaning they are operating from lower levels of consciousness and powerlessness. And that's what the population of the planet, 80%, are operating on in victimhood mode, lower energy fields. And this is just an indication of our evolution of consciousness. And this is not a judgment or criticism. It's just, it is where we are on this planet. So it's no surprise that 80% of people struggle with setting New Year's resolutions. There's no power to do it or understanding on how to do it. Now, as a listener, you may not be part of this 80%, but you likely are seemingly powerless in some areas of your life. So your New Year's resolution to get healthy is because you're operating on not healthy. Like there's something that you're not healthy about and you want to change it and you want to align with healthy. So how do you do that? So without understanding your consciousness and energy fields, there's no alignment with the power to solve problems and sustain resolutions. You have the power within you to change, for sure. You simply have blocks to it and understanding as to what's going on. So, generally, New Year's resolutions are based on topics for which we are running lower consciousness, which is forceful energy. It's powerless energy. It's not power. And the reasons for the failure of resolutions can include, first of all, setting unrealistic goals. What's really going on with setting unrealistic goals? And what's the underlying energy of setting unrealistic goals? And if you're honest with yourself, it's and you look closely and really, become aware of what's going on here, you're likely running some form of force, like the energy of perfectionism, or pride, or not enoughness, or anger, or resentment, and disappointment. That's why you're setting unrealistic goals. You're trying to force something that you don't want to accept. whatever's running about you, there's low-level stuff running that's not helping you, it's keeping you down. And all of these low-level things I just mentioned, pride, perfectionism, anger, resentment, disappointment, are all energy fields below 200. And you can't resolve them in those pools of consciousness. Those energy pools of lower consciousness are going to keep you stuck there. And you got to realize you got to get out of that pool and jump into another one or choose another one in order to resolve this. So the energy of how to resolve, how to set a New Year's resolution, you got to figure out, what's the energy on the upside that I'm looking for? How do I choose it to attract what I want? And the energy has to be above 200 on the map of consciousness. So this is not a judgment or an opinion, all right? Do the math. This is what I like to say. Hey, just do the math. You know, the energy calibrations have been made. Look at them. Do the math. You can, resist perfectionism and pride and disappointment. Or you can say, oh, I got to get the heck out of this pool now before, it boils me alive. Like sticking a frog in warm water and turning up the temperature. It's kind of what you're doing to yourself when you start getting into anger and disappointment. And, the water's coming up to a boil. It's going to kill you. I think that's a pretty good analogy for what's going on when you choose pools of consciousness that don't serve you. So that's number one, setting unrealistic goals and you're motivated by perfectionism and pride to get to that goal. You're not accepting where you are. So you're trying to make this leap in consciousness that for which there's no foundation because you have blocks to it. The access to the power you need is blocked by something, typically an emotional, inherited, generational type of block. Another reason for failure is your lack of a support system. You keep hanging out with people that don't support you, and you don't know how to break free from them. But you can choose to find a partner, like an accountability partner, who has resolved what you want to fix. This is aligning with a stream of consciousness that's transcended the lower levels of what you're trying to let go of. So they've already done it for you. They've cleared the way. This is kind of what Jesus Christ does. This is what we all do when we overcome stuff. We're clearing the path to higher level, what are called morphogenic fields, right? This is what Roger Bannister did when he broke the 4-minute mile. He cleared the way. He showed you this can be done. And the energy is the proof of it, that it can be done. So what you seek has already been done. So you want to partner with someone who's in alignment with that power, not someone who's going to disparage and sabotage you. And if you have people like that, you really need to avoid them, especially on this particular resolution you may have. And a good resolution is to change who you hang out with. Let go of people that are the downers. You don't want to share your optimistic intentions for change with naysayers and negative Nellies. Okay, next on reasons for failure, and this is a big one, you're not tracking progress. This is huge. To track your progress is really significant in consciousness to reach an intended goal or resolution, New Year's resolution. You've got to track your progress, and you got to make those steps realistic for yourself. Now, there is proven power in consciousness when you track progress. This is also known as journaling or having a purpose or a goal. These intentions, these action steps are the energy field of 350, which is 10 to the 350th power. It's huge in consciousness to do this. It's proven effective. And it's way more powerful than the lower, anything below 200. Like, if you're at 199, that's 10 to the 199th power of something that's downward pulling. At 350, you're at 10 to the 350th power, which is a vortex of upward, you know, it's upward pulling, not downward. When you get below 200, everything there is going to pull you down. You got to get above 200 in order to pull yourself, get yourself lifted up. So journaling and setting goals are high energy attractor fields. And Dr. Hawkins spoke about something called the Heisenberg principle, which has to do with tracking things. And there's something in this principle or in consciousness going on when you track something. And as I recall, his example was eating cookies. And all you have to do is intend to, let's say you eat 3 dozen cookies a day. And you want that to go down. You want to get to the point where you're eating maybe one cookie a day or one cookie a week or whatever it is you want to set your intent for. And he, according to consciousness research, just by writing it down every day, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, you don't want to disparage or scrutinize yourself because maybe you had 60 cookies one day, 24 the next, 10 the next. By the Heisenberg principle, eventually it's all going to start going down, and you don't want to despair. You just, it doesn't matter what, how many you have. Accept whatever the number is. Don't lie about it. Just write it down. This is the Heisenberg principle. It's eventually going to, you're gonna eventually going to reverse it and get to where you intend to go. One cookie a day, one a week, one a month, whatever the heck it is. It's a powerful principle. I think it's in the 400s, this principle of the Heisenberg principle. And I've been a member of Weight Watchers for decades. And one of the things that they contribute to successful Weight Watchers is people that journal. That's one of the big contributors to success. And that's in alignment and validates the truth of journaling, right? 350 is a powerful energy field to align with. And when you're journaling, you're aligning with what you want and coming into awareness of what you're eating, as an example. You're keeping track of what you're eating. You're setting your intent for however many points a day you're going to eat. That's a Weight Watchers measure. And that journaling is key to Weight Watchers' success and key to success in general. If you, it's the same energy going on with goal setting and journaling. You're becoming aware and conscious of what you want, and you're aligning with the truth of what you want and the intent. So, tracking progress is huge. And other reasons for struggling with New Year's resolutions is you're simply losing motivation after the initial excitement of the New Year's fades, right? Everyone, I mean, I know I feel it. I always feel the energy of inspiration and celebration, which is 395 on the map of consciousness in the New Year. You can just feel it. And you're coming off the high of Christmas and Thanksgiving, which are 500 level energy fields. So the energy of excitement and inspiration and love and thankfulness is in the fields starting at Thanksgiving, that you're, if you're sensitive and you enjoy those celebrations and you're of higher consciousness and aligned with it, you're going to feel it. So after, you know, once that you know, you're in this higher field for a good 6 weeks, and then it starts to fade because it's leaving the collective consciousness as well, and we're getting back to work. So if you haven't removed blocks to that feeling on a more consistent basis, then you're likely going to fall into the sinkhole. Like, this is what I call it, a sinkhole. And those emotional blocks to that feeling of inspiration are going to show up because you're blocking inspiration from your energy field for continuing this intent that you have to succeed at your resolutions. and you end up succumbing to the sinkhole of the lower consciousness that's running with you, within you, on whatever topic it may be. So resolutions that are too vague, too ambitious, are not sufficiently integrated into your lifestyle are generally less likely to be maintained. Behavior change is a process that often requires incremental steps and sustained effort. Successful maintenance of resolutions typically involves clear goal setting, creating a plan, monitoring progress, and adjusting strategies to overcome obstacles. These practices are all of higher consciousness, so you have to accept that things have to change, and this is part of the change, is like you got to step into these higher consciousness practices. And you may fall off the shelf every now and then, but you got to get back to it. And we all feel that, especially like in dieting. Like on Weight Watchers, you stick with it and then you fall off the shelf for a couple of days. You're like, well, that's okay. I'm going to get right back on. And then you get back in the groove. And then this is just a practice. Eventually, you're not going to fall off the shelf because you're aligning with your intent for a healthier body and lifestyle. So this is where I suggest a new approach to setting New Year's resolutions and applying a new strategy to overcome obstacles or emotional blocks in your energy field. You can still set New Year's resolutions, but you need the power of higher energy fields to help you remove the blocks to them. Now, I've covered this topic in another podcast episode number 195, which I'll link to in the podcast notes, but I want to bring it up here again because it's proven to be quite effective for me in removing to blocks what I consciously intend for myself and to align with the power and a magnetic attractor field that can get me to it. And I requested a calibration from consciousnesscalibrations.com. And essentially what I was stating is there power in letting the field, meaning you choose a field of consciousness you want to work with, like, let's say, health or abundance mindset. You choose the field you want to align with. And you let that field draw you to it instead of you trying to force your way through to it. Like, use the powerful attractor field of a higher consciousness choice, like health or abundance mindset, and let it, the energy of that field, methodically remove the blocks to it. So my question is it easier, instead of suffering through trying to get to healthy, because you don't know any better and you got all these blocks to it, so you're going to suffer through whatever's in the way of it if you don't know any better. Or you over-mentalize it, which is the energy of 170, of removing the blocks or letting go. So my experience has been, because I didn't know any better, I felt like I had to suffer through it or over-mentalize the whole process. Like, you know, whatever I was thinking wasn't enough, whatever I choosing wasn't, you know, blah, 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 which is low. You're swimming around in a pool of lower consciousness. You can't get out of it when you're attracting it. So I decided to simply choose an attractor field, which we're going to talk about different ones in a moment, and let that powerful field, because I understand the power of it. It's a quantum in nature. It's way more powerful than where I'm at on this low-level issue I have, right? For sure. And I'm going to let that field help dissipate the energy blocks and draw me into the higher field. This is my intent. This is my understanding of how you can work the fields, right? Do the math. Like, let go of whatever you think you want and let the field do the work. And So I requested the energy of this insight I had. Like, is there anything to it? Am I onto something? Am I not onto something? And it calibrates as true at 470, which is 10 to the 470th power. This is a huge attractive field to align with and a huge understanding. So what fields of consciousness or energy are helpful to choose in setting New Year's resolutions? How do you go about choosing it? So there are many fields of consciousness or energy attractor fields. Let's keep it super like neutral, like objective. Don't get, I'm sorry, is it objective or subjective? Now I'm confusing myself. In any event, this is kind of like just clinically remove yourself from what you want and choose this scientifically proven field. In other words, do the math. Like, get out of your way of the thoughts of it and just choose the higher level that's going to help you. So how do you choose a level? And I've been doing this for quite a long time now this year, 1001 ways to being of higher consciousness. This is the fields that you can choose. Like, you know, go and if you go to consciousnesscalibrations.com, you can find ones to use to your advantage based on whatever resolution you want to keep and succeed at. Like, what makes sense? What type of field do you need to align with what you want? So the first field that is super helpful and powerful for all New Year's resolutions is acceptance. And acceptance is the energy of 350 on the map of consciousness. And it's also the level of consciousness or the energy of someone who's willing to accept you are the creator of your experience. This is a huge leap in consciousness for most of us. You may not be there yet, but if you're like me and you're doing the math, you're like, I want 350, right? That's going to be very helpful to me in succeeding in life, is to align with the energy of field of 350, which has many other things in that energy pool. One of them is acceptance, one of them is forgiveness, and one of them is the willingness to accept the creator of your own experience. And acceptance is key to anything. And I recognized this when I joined Weight Watchers and I had to lose 50 pounds. I came to my own realization, I must have aligned with the truth of it, that I had to accept it was going to take time to lose the weight and realign with my intent of shedding these 50 pounds. And I got to tell you, when I did this the first time, it was huge and it was long lasting. And I was aligned with the energy field of it. And it helped me. It was fun for me to go to Weight Watchers. It was fun for me to journal and track and see progress. Even if it was usually, 1 to 2.5 pounds a week, that's it. Didn't matter. I was aligned with something that felt good. It was inspiring and exciting and fun, which are high energy attractor fields. All of those energies are in the high 300s. So this is one you can align with. Another great one is playfulness. Playfulness, I think, is 395 or 375. One or the other, align with that so that the energy of having fun and making it fun to lose weight, as an example, is part of your pool that you're swimming in. It's fun, it's inspiring, similar energies, let's celebratory. Inspiration and celebration are like 395, same energies. So this is just an example of fields you can choose to be in while you're intending to have this New Year's resolution. I mean, intending to have fun and make it fun and inspiring are powerful magnetic attractor fields that you can choose, but then you just got to let it go. Like, okay, I'm choosing it because I'm not there yet. You can accept you're not there yet, but you're going to allow the field to work out the details of it all, because you can't begin to work out the details of it all. You don't know what's going on in your consciousness. So acceptance is a big one. Inspiration, why not choose that field to get you where you want to go? And having fun all along the way. So to be healthy or lose weight is a huge New Year's resolution for millions of people. And millions of people they struggle to lose weight, they struggle to make healthy life choices, changes, and all that type of thing. So my suggestion to you is to choose an energy field like healthy. Healthy is 360 on the map of consciousness. You're not there yet, you don't feel like you're there yet, but if you align with that attractor field, it's going to remove the blocks to it for you, and you're going to feel shifts, you're going to feel slight changes, and that's a sign that you're aligning with the field and you're allowing the field to remove the blocks to what you intend. So you don't have to get involved in the thinking of it, the doingness of it, all that type of thing. So, and another good one is if you want more money or abundance in your life, it would be helpful to adopt an abundance mindset and align with that energy field of 255. That's the energy of an abundant mindset. And again, you're not there, so you don't want to give your attention to the fact that you're not there, but accept that you're not there and be willing to choose. Just go ahead and choose it. Don't intend it. Just choose. It's a more powerful choice. Just, you can say out loud, I choose the attractor field of an abundance mindset. And I'm willing to let the power of the field align me with it. There's nothing you have to do. You're just going to accept that where you are and that where you want to be are different and let the field do the math for you. And again, it's of higher consciousness. It's proven to be of higher consciousness to choose something based on the calibration or the energy of it. To choose something that is of higher consciousness is a high choice. Like choosing something instead of intending, choosing it. I did a whole episode about choosing versus intending is a more powerful choice, an effective one for me anyway. So decide to make choices in your life based on attractor fields of power and let go of the attractor fields of force. Just imagine you're swimming around in this pool of, you know, I like to use a shark-infested pool, or, you know, you don't want to be swimming in there anymore. And when you keep falling back into fear and doubt and disappointment and perfectionism, you're swimming in a pool that doesn't serve you at all. You're going to remain stuck there. So let the field that you choose resolve the blocks for you. In other words, this is another word for surrender to the power of the higher consciousness field and let it remove the blocks for you. It, this non-personal attractor field of energy, it's not personal, knows where the blocks are and how to resolve or dissipate them with the energy of power instead of our low-level energies of self-scrutiny and force. You know, our mind is powerful and gets in the way when we're like scrutinizing ourselves and, you know, being disappointed and like just, you know, make it neutral. I'm like, okay, I got to get out of this pool. I'm not going to disparage myself for being in the pool. I didn't know any better. I'm going to let it go and I choose a higher power, whatever that might be, like inspiration. I choose to be inspired. I choose to be one that inspires and celebrates success in my life, every little one of them along the way. So another powerful field to choose, which is one I choose myself, is to surrender to God, to surrender to a higher power. That is the energy of 540. I choose that field. I choose that pool of consciousness that has the energy of the angelic realm, the energy of unconditional love and support and inner joy. I mean, those are powerful attractor fields to surrender to. And most of us, like I would say 99.5% of us have no idea what the energy of 540 is. You can't even imagine it until you experience it. Let me tell you, I've experienced it. You're not in Kansas anymore. So have humility and understanding. You're not even close. You're a quantum leap away from that energy field, so don't get involved in it. Just choose it and let the field work out the details for you. This is a superpower in consciousness to surrender to love and above. For sure, even though we're not there, we don't get it, we haven't experienced it, like, who cares? Do the math. So you cannot hold the candle to this, so don't even try. Don't even try to understand it. Just choose it and let the field do the work. It will do what it can to help you realign with your intent, right? If your intention is to lose weight, choose surrender to a higher power to help you align with that intent. You don't have to become unconditionally loving at all. It's a high intent. Forget it. Just choose it so that the field of unconditional love and support can help you get to where you want to go, which is healthy weight loss, being healthy, 360, right? If you just want to go there, that's sufficient. I have a lot of fields I choose, but that will be another topic next week. So, how will you know this approach is working for you, right? You've struggled with New Year's resolutions in the past, like do the math, try something new, right? So how are you going to know it's working? You're going to feel lighter about whatever resolution it is you want to make. And you're going to align with the powerful field of acceptance and forgiveness. And let's say you want to lose weight, and you're not losing weight, but you're aligning with this powerful field of acceptance, you're just going to feel better, and you're going to let go of the need to lose weight. It's not going to be, you're not going to over-mentalize it and self-scrutiny. That energy isn't present anymore. And you're going to feel a sense of inner peace and acceptance and neutral about it. You're not going to obsess. You're going to let go. You're going to not feel the obsession with it anymore. You're going to align with acceptance and just allowing it to be what it is and go with the flow of it. See how you feel. Eventually, you may become inspired to join Weight Watchers as an example and start tracking progress, right? Which is powerful. You may not be there yet, so allow the field to get you aligned with something like joining a program and accepting you are where you are and understanding that it could take a while to lose 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds from where you are today. And then eventually you'll be inspired to take the action because you'll be aligned with the energy to do it as opposed to forcing yourself to do something that's not sustainable for you because the energy isn't there to support you in that endeavor, especially some like really stark, you know, trendy diets that just, they're not sustainable. So you fall off the wagon, you gain the weight back even more. Stop doing that. Take a slower, you know, it's the tortoise and the hare thing. Try the tortoise. If you got 50 pounds to lose, you got to just accept this is going to take a while and I'm going to do the best that I can do every day. Remember that to accept something is 350 and to understand you're doing the best that you can do every day, which is the energy of 500, is going to fuel your intent to lose the weight. And it may come about in a totally different way than you intended. You may be inspired, like I have recently, to sign up for some fun physical activity that's a lot of dancing to music I love, as an example. I'm like, oh my God, I want to do that. And allow that activity to get you aligned. You know, something's going to inspire you in new ways once you remove the blocks to what you're intending and allowing those higher power fields to do the work for you. So, how do you know this is working? Is you're going to feel a sense of inner peace, and you're going to stop letting go of resistance to what is, to whatever is present. You're going to let go of your resistance to it. And by the way, What you resist persists. And calibrates is true at the high level of consciousness of 540. So if you keep resisting what is, let's say you have to lose 50 pounds and you want to do it overnight, you're resisting what is, so it's going to persist. This requires significant surrender. Like, we resist everything in life, if you really look at it. I mean, there's life exists because of resistance, but most resistance has some sort of negative attractor field tied to it. So the willingness to let go of resistance as best you can or understand it is a high choice. It's inviting in higher power to help you resolve all of these issues. And in this statement I just made, willingness is 310. I like to break down statements into the different levels because we're all a mixed bag of consciousness. So the willingness at 310 to let go, any type of letting go or surrender, is 540 to 570, depending on what the letting go is. Letting go of resistance as best you can, or understanding, that's 400 level energies, is a high choice, that whole statement. And you can say, I'm willing to let go of resistance on all lower level topics as best I can, or understand it. That's kind of an affirmation I do. So, this is the pioneering new way to approach New Year's resolutions and significant changes in your life. Doesn't have to be at New Year's. Anytime you want to make a change, you've got to align, choose the higher power to help you get there. And there's tons of fun ones that it'll be easy for you to align with. That's why I do these 1001 Ways episodes and create those list of rules to live by. So you choose an attractive field of higher consciousness and then let the field do the work for you. So that's it for this first episode of 2024 for your weekly dose of higher consciousness podcast. Next week, I'm going to expand on this topic and share my personal list of top 10 rules to live by in 2024. Now, I promised this week's featured calibration of making New Year's resolutions. Is it of higher consciousness or lower consciousness? And according to Wikipedia, a New Year's resolution is a person's resolution to continue good practices, change an undesired trait or behavior, accomplish a personal goal, or otherwise improve their behavior at the beginning of a calendar year. According to ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, the energy of this is 230 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 230th power, which is swimming in the same pool of energy as being motivated by self-definition and living life on your own terms. This is a pool of consciousness you swim in this magnetic attractor field of self-definition. So it's of higher consciousness to make New Year's resolutions, though it's not of higher mind. Higher mind is really setting goals and journaling, things like that. It has much more power when you hop into the consciousness of a higher mind level, which is 275 and above consciousness. So just a little FYI there, which is not to say it's not bad, it's not less than, the energy is just different at 230. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for joining me. And here's one for you. Maybe a powerful New Year's resolution could be to listen in on this Your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, which I had calibrated because I want to make sure I'm walking the walk and talking the talk. And it came in at the level of consciousness of excellence at 460 on the map of consciousness, or 10 to the 460th power. We're aligned with good stuff here. So this can absolutely help you shift and align with your New Year's resolution or any type of change you want to make in your life. I intend to speak the truth at whatever level you can hear to help shift you in many meaningful ways. Hey, I'll see you again next week. Thanks for joining me. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in a link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.